Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Chulin daf Chaf. We left off daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We did a couple of lines into the Gemara yesterday. Yesterday we started discussing a Mishnah that juxtaposed the halachos of Shechita and Malika. And the thesis of the Mishnah was that whatever is kosher for Shechita is going to be pasul for Malika and vice versa. Whatever is kosher for Malika is going to be pasul for Shechita. So we saw generally yesterday that the makom shechita we've been seeing for the past couple of days, the makom shechita is in the front of the neck of the animal and the tzavar of the behema, whereas the makom for malika is in the back of the neck of the bird. It's this place called mimol oref. We saw yesterday in the Gemara how mimol oref actually means the back of the neck and not anything else. Today we are going to focus on many of the halachos of malika and the various procedures for Malika, what type, how exactly they would do the Malika, the motion that the Kohen would make when he would do the Malika, where the simanim of the bird were, when the Malika was done, so on and so forth. That's basically going to take us all the way through the daf. So let us begin again, Yud Tes Amud Beis, and it is four lines up from the bottom. The first word on the line is panu, and we are going to start from the fifth to last word on the line, which is amri. So amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. So the b'nei Rabbi Chiya said as follows: mitzvahs malika. The mitzvah of malika is machzir simanim la'achore ha'oref umolek. That you have to turn the simanim in the bird, the kana and the veshet in the bird, to the back of the oref, so that the simanim, instead of being in the front of the bird's neck, are actually in the back of the bird's neck. Umolek, and then you're going to do the malika. And Rashi points out that what you accomplish by turning the simanim to the back of the neck is v'chotech ha-simanim levadon v'lekamay mosav lo memasnisen. It sounds like what you do is when you cut from the back of the neck, you're cutting the simanim as opposed to breaking the bird's neck. The Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah, it's mashma, that when you do the malika, you're actually breaking the bird's neck. It has nothing to do with the simanim being there. It has everything to do with breaking the bird's neck. But anyway, the B'nai Rav Chiya say, the mitzvah of malika is you turn the simanim to the back of the bird's neck, and you do the malika. Si'ika da'amri, others say, af machzir. Some say what it means is you can even be machzir the simanim to in the back of the bird's neck. Avika damri, and others say machzer dafka. No, that it's got to be machzer dafka. So the machlokas is this a sort of a bidiyaved that really you're supposed to do malika with the bird the way the bird always is, meaning that the kana and the veshet are in the front of the bird's neck, but you're doing the malika from the back. So what you're doing is you're actually breaking the neck bone of the bird. Or does it mean that you dafka have to turn the simanim that are generally in front of the bird's neck over to the back, so that when you do the malika, you're only tearing the simanim? Says the Gemara, mistabra kamandiyamar af machzir. It's mistabra, according to the mandiyamar, who says that this is af machzir, that it's not dafka that you have to be machzir the simanim, but that it's a leniency, even you can be machzir the simanim to the back of the bird's neck. How do we know this? Mimai, midiktani ashochet mina oref, because what we said in the Mishnah was, if a person shechts from the back of the bird's neck, shchitaso psula, then the shchita is going to be pasul. Hamolek mina oref, if a person is molek from the oref, milikaso ksheira, then the malika is going to be kosher. Now the reason that from the wording in the Mishnah it says hamolek mina oref, that you're being molek from the back of the bird's neck, meaning that what you're cutting when you're doing the malika is the back of the neck of the bird. It's not the simanim of the bird, which is mashma, that you are not inverting the simanim. Says the Gemara, Bisal kadaitach machzer dafka, and if you're going to talk about machzer dafka, that if you dafka have to be machzer the simanim to the back of the bird's neck, my ari molek afilu shochet nami, why are we saying that you're allowed to be molek from the back, you're even allowed to be shochet from the, you're even allowed to be shochet from the, you're even allowed to be shochet from the back. So says the Gemara, elav shmamina af machzir, that with, so isn't it a raya that when the B'nai Rav Chiya said that you could be machzir the simanim to the back of the bird's neck, it's not dafka, it means that you can be, it's optional, but it's not mandatory. umasnisim b'dlow hadar. And our Mishnah was talking where you simply didn't turn the simanim to the back of the bird's neck. And that's why if you do the shechita, it's going to be pasul. And if you do the malika, it's going to be kosher. Now the reason that we have to be talking about where you didn't turn the simanim to the back of the neck is because if we're always talking in the Mishnah where you inverted the simanim, so now the simanim are in the back. We had said, and Rashi explains this way. We had said that when you do shechita, you have to do shechita from the front of the neck. And then what we saw yesterday was the front is lav dafka. You could even do from the side. Now, if you were turning the simanim to the back of the neck, there's really no reason you couldn't do shechita from the back. The point of shechita is that the first thing that you cut has to be the simanim. So obviously we're talking where you left the simanim where they're supposed to be. So the simanim are in the front. So when you do the shechita, it has to be from the front or from the sides. But the first thing you encounter cannot be the neck bone. Masha'inkin, when you do the malika, there's no requirement to turn the kana and the veshet around to the back of the bird. Because when you do the malika, the first thing that you encounter can even be the back of the bird's neck. So you literally break the bird's neck and then you get to the simanim. So again, who were we quoting in the Gemara? We were quoting the Bnei Reb Chiya, and now Rav Yanai is going to use an interesting lashon when he's describing the Bnei Reb Chiya. Some Rav Yanai, Yikablu Haroven Es Chuvasan, the lads, the young men, the youths should be mekabel their tshuva. So Rashi explains that it's Hanaorim Bnei Reb Chiya, the youths, meaning it's a reference to Bnei Reb Chiya. The Reuven Margolius quotes Yerushalmi, who says that Rove is actually a place, that the Yerushalmi uses the word Rove to refer to a certain district which the Yerushalmi identifies was in Turkey, which is where a certain Talmidei Chachamim came from. And in fact, the Yerushalmi says that if you have a person whose title is Rebbe, it means that he comes from Eretz Yisrael. If his title is Rav, it means that he comes from Bavel. And if his title is Rava, it means that he comes from this place in Turkey. And in fact, we have the sons of Rav Chiya being known as the Bnei Rav Chiya, their names Rava. So Rava was the title that was given to them. And Yikablu Aroven, therefore, says Rav Reuven Margolius means not the youths, but it's a reference to the place where they came from. But whatever it is, it definitely refers to Bnei Rav Chiya. So Rav Yana, Yikablu Aroven et Shuvasan. So the Bnei Rav Chiya should accept the answer that we gave in the Gemara. Why? Diktani, because it says like this, Nimtza kasher b'shchita pasul b'malika, because the Mishnah says, again, the whole point of the Mishnah, the general rule in the Mishnah was that whatever is kasher and shchita is going to be pasul for malika, kasher b'malika, pasul b'shchita. And if something is kasher for malika, it's going to be pasul for shchita. So we ask, l'miyute mai, so what does this come to exclude? Lav l'miyute machzer simanim l'achoy oref delo. Does it not come to exclude a case of machzer simanim where you turn the simanim around to the back of the bird, which is not kosher? And Rashi explains, lav l'miyute machzer simanim to kosher b'shchita. It would be kosher in shchita if you approach it from the back. Then upasul b'malika, va'aydi d'tani kosher b'shchita, upasul b'malika, tananami kosher b'malika, upasul b'shchita. So the point is that if you would turn the simanim to the back of the bird, it would be invalid. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Barbachana, no, it doesn't come to exclude a case where you're inverting the simanim at all, l'muyute shem v'tziporen. What it comes to exclude is shein and tziporen, meaning that what is kosher by malika, that is doing the malika with the nail of the kohen, where while the nail is mechuber to the kohen's finger, obviously, while the nail is attached to the kohen's finger, that is going to be pasul for shechita, because by shechita we have seen you have to do shechita with a knife, and even though there are other things that you could do shechita with, including a nail or a tooth, it's only a nail or a tooth that's detached. You can't do it with a nail or a tooth that's attached to a person. So what we mean in the Mishnah when we say that which is kosher for shechita is pasul for malika, and that which is kosher for malika is pasul for shechita, what we mean to say is that if you do it with a nail, it's kosher for malika and it's pasul for shechita. That's the main point of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah where we say that which is kosher for shechita is pasul for malika is just brought agav the seifa. But the seifa is really what we want to focus on. And specifically, it's the halacha that if you do the malika with the nail that's attached to the kohen's finger, that is going to be valid. But if you try to shecht with the nail that's attached to a finger, that is going to be invalid. Says the Gemara, that can't be what our Mishnah is talking about, what our Mishnah is teaching us, because Shein Vitziporen Behedya Katani Luhu, because we're now referencing the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, but the Mishnah that we learned 2 days ago told us explicitly that you're not allowed to do the Shechita with Shein and Tziporen, with a tooth and with a nail, when the tooth or the nail is Mechuber. So that can't be what our Mishnah is telling us. Ela Amar Rav Yirmiyah L'miyutei Molech Umevi. It comes to exclude a motion of molech umevi. In other words, that if you slice, if you use a slicing motion and bring the knife to and fro, that's valid by shechita, but it's going to be pasul by malika, because malika, you're starting from the back of the neck and you're going straight through. Masha'in kein by shechita, you can use a slicing motion. Says the Gemara, okay, that doesn't work according to everybody though. Hani chalamandi amar molech umevi b'malika pasul. That works according to the Man Yamar, who says that Molech Hamevi by Malika is going to be possible. Ela Lamandi Amar Kasher, but according to the Man Yamar, who says that even by Malika you're allowed to use a slicing motion, Ma'ikal Meimar, so what can you say? What is the case that the Mishnah is trying to highlight? So B'nai Rav Chiya, Sabri Lakaman Yamar, Molech Hamevi by Malika possible. What do you want from me? The B'nai Rav Chiya hold, like the Man Yamar, who hold that Molech Hamevi by Malika is going to be possible. So what halacha does the Mishnah mean to teach me when it says that that which is kosher for shechita is pasul for malika? It's talking about a guy who does the act in a motion of molech umevi, that by shechita that motion is going to be kosher, by malika that motion is going to be pasul. So says the Gemara now weiter, Amar Rav Kahana, mitzvahs malika, the mitzvah of malika is kotzeitz, that he pierces the back of the bird's neck with his fingernail, the yored, and then he just pushes down until he cuts the two simanim, vizui mitzvasa, and this is the mitzvah of malika. So sava Rabbi Yavin lemeimar kotzeitz v'yored in molech umevi lo. So Rabbi Yavin thought to be medayik from what Rav Kahana said, that the mitzvah malika is dafka where you pierce from the back of the neck and then you just push down. But it's not when you do a molech umevi, because you're not allowed to do a molech umevi. Maybe you have to start from the back of the neck and just push down. Maybe that's what you must do. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei Rav Yirmiyah, Kolshkein the molech umevi b'malika kasher. No, certainly molech umevi is going to be kasher by malika. And why is it a kolshkein? So it's interesting. So the reason is because generally we know that, and Rashi points out this way, the Chalkama de lo mamayit kra behedya kad bemayit sakin vitzavar kiyave malika b'shchita tfei adif. Because unless the Torah teaches us that a halacha that applies by shchita dafka does not apply by malika, our baseline should be that the halachos of malika and shchita are the same. So we had a diuk that we made from a pasuk that malika has to be from the back of the neck, where shchita is from the front. We had a special riboy to tell me that the nail is kosher for malika, even though the nail is still attached to the kohen's hand. In those two halachos, we know that there's a distinction between malika and shchita. Otherwise, unless we have an explicit distinction, the halacha by shchita should be the same halacha by malika, unless the Torah says otherwise. Therefore, if molech umevi is the type of motion which is kosher for shchita, it's certainly going to be kosher for malika, unless I have an explicit exclusion that tells me that it's not kosher. Here we don't have an explicit limud, and therefore certainly it's going to be kosher. But now the Gemara is bothered, because if you're going to tell me that molech umevi is definitely kosher by malika, so why do we say that the mitzvah of shechita, is to start from the back and then press straight down, if you're even allowed to do molech umevi? So says the Gemara, my zui mitzvasa. So what does it mean, zui mitzvasa, which is mashma that you have to start from the back and just go straight down, but that you shouldn't do a molech umevi? Ema af zui mitzvasa. It doesn't mean that it's dafka. It means that you can even do it this way. So to sum up, the malika is done from the back of the neck. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah that teaches me that that which is kosher by malika is pasul for shechita? That means that you do it with a nail, that you could do it with a nail that's attached to the kohen's finger by malika, but not for shechita. Can you do a molech umevi by malika? The answer is yes, because generally speaking, whatever is kosher for shechita is also going to be kosher for malika. And when it says that the mitzvah of malika is you start from the back of the neck and you press down, It means that you don't have to do a molech maybe. You could do a molech maybe if you want to, but if you don't, you could also do it from the back and then pressing straight down. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, two dots. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah Amar Shmuel, Kola kosher b'shchita, kenegdo ba'oref kosher b'malika. Anything that is kosher for shchita, if you do the same thing in the back of the bird's neck, it's going to be kosher for a malika. And what does that mean? And Rashi points out that Shmuel is talking dafka about the mako mashchita, as about the place on the animal or the bird that's going to be kosher for shchita or malika. So in other words, anything that's kosher for shchita in the front of the animal is going to be kosher for malika if it's done in the back of the bird. He doesn't mean that every halacha that applies to shchita applies to malika, because we just saw a couple of halachos that don't apply, that do apply to shchita, but not to malika. That molech umevi, according to the Mandermor, who says that molech umevi by malika is pasul, and there are halachos that apply to malika that don't apply to shchita. That you're allowed, namely, that you're allowed to do malika with the fingernail while the fingernail is attached to the kohen's hand. So he can't be talking about all the halachos, but what he means is the place that in the front of the animal is kosher for shchita is going to be kosher for malika in the back of the bird's head. Ha, pasul b'shchita, pasul b'malika. However, that which is pasul for shchita is going to be pasul for malika. So, lemiute mai. So what does this come to exclude? Ilema lemiute ikur simanim. If you want to tell me that this excludes ikur simanim, if the simanim are torn, vatani rami bar yecheskel ein ikur simanim ba'ov. In other words, if you're going to tell me that one of the five halachos lemoshe misina that we learn by shchita is that you have to slice the simanim, you can't have ikur, you can't have what's called tearing or ripping of the simanim. So if what this halacha means to tell me that whatever is kosher for shchita is kosher for malika, and whatever is pasul for shchita is pasul for malika means ikur simanim, that ikur simanim is actually pasul by malika, that is only good according to the Man Nemer, who says that there is a psul of ikur simanim ba'of. But va'atani rami bar yecheskel ein ikur simanim ba'of, there is no psul of tearing the simanim by a bird. So amara papa lemute rosho. It comes to exclude rosh. It comes to exclude doing malika actually in the back of the bird's head. Because what we saw yesterday was, it's not in the oref, it's mimul oref. Oref means the back of the head, mimul oref means the back of the neck. Says the Gemara, rosho pshita mimul orpo amarachmana. I don't need a limud, I don't need a fancy limud from shchita to tell me that a malika in the back of the head is going to be puzzle. A malika in the back of the head is going to be puzzle because the Torah tells me that I got to do the malika in the back of the neck. The back of the neck is not the back of the head. So says the Gemara, so my rosho, shipui rosho. So no. So what rosho means is shipui rosho. It means the slope of the head where it's sloping down into the neck. Kagon de nakat meshipu rosho vehigrim avazal ad mata tatoi. That you start doing the malika, you start making the incision from the slope in the back of the neck near the animal's neck, near the bird's neck, and you continue cutting down on an angle until you reach ultimately the place which is kosher for malika. And that would be pasul by shchita, therefore it's going to be pasul by malika as well. Uchad ravuna maravasi, dem ravuna maravasi, higrim shlish, v'shachat shnei shlish, psula. So it's like ravuna maravasi, who says that if you started the shchita outside of the base hashchita, if you were outside the lines when you started the incision, and then ultimately when you were slicing, you got into the proper makom hashchita, that's going to be pasul. So too, by malika, corresponding halacha, you need to start from the place that's kosher for malika. If you start from a place that's above that which is kosher for malika, in other words, not from the back of the neck, but from the slope of the head, which is higher, and then ultimately you're going to get down to the makom malika, that is also going to be pasul. Says the Gemara, three lines up from the bottom. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav lo Ravashi, ha d'tani Rami bar Yecheskel, that which Rami bar Yecheskel said, that ein ikur simanim ba'of, that there is no such rule against ikur simanim, against tearing of the simanim by a bird, lo amran el lamandi amar ein shchitas lof min haTorah. That was only said according to the Mandi Amar, who says that shchitas ha'of, that the whole concept of shchitas ha'of is not a halacha midoraisa. And Rashi points out, ela midivrei sofrim, And Rabbi Lezer Amar Reparak HaShochet. So we'll see in about a week that there's a machlokas whether shechita of an oaf is from a Devarei Torah or a Devarei Sofer. And what we know already is that when we've quoted these psukim in the past, that the psukim in the Torah relating to shechita have to do with Mizavachta, it's Tzoncha, Bekorcha, it's talking about livestock, it's talking about animals. So there's a general machlokas whether shechita of an oaf is midaraisa or midrabanan. So what the Gemara wants to posit right now is that the only way you could say that ain ikur simanim ba'oaf, that there's no psul of ikur, of tearing by a bird, that's only according to the Man D'Amar who says that there is no halacha, there is no din of shechitas oaf min haTorah. Turning over to Chaf Amabez, Alva Lamandi Amar Yeh Shechita Lof Minat Torah, but according to the Man D'Amar who says that there is a din of Shechitas Of Minat Torah, Yesh Iker, there would definitely be a halacha of Iker Simanim. There would definitely be a rule against Iker Simanim. So what does it mean now, Yesh Shechitas Of Minat Torah? And again, Rashi points out, he's very careful to say, it doesn't mean that it's explicit in the Torah, because it's certainly not, if it was explicit in the Torah, there couldn't be a machlokas whether Shechitas Of is in the Torah or not. Rashi says what this means, Minat Torah is Mitorah Shenimsur Lamosha Alpeh. It means that there's Alach Lamosha Misinai. Dainu Alach Lamosha Misinai Verebri Yamra Depolagad Rebbe Lazar Reparaka Shochet. And this is the Shita of Rebbe who argues with Rebbe Lazar in about a week. The Tanya Rebbe Omer v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha melameish nistava Moshe al hilcha shechita balpeh, that Moshe was taught over a lot of hilcha shechita Torah shebalpeh v'yafal pish lo kospa b'torah ala veshat v'yala koneh. And for example, the Torah never tells me that I have to shech the trachea and the esophagus or Val Rov Echad Ba'of Al Rov Shnaim Bebehema Alma Yeshchit Alof. And the Torah also never teaches me explicitly that when I'm doing shechita on an animal, I have to shech Rov Shnaim Simanim. And when I do shechita on a bird, I have to shecht rov simen echad. So there's a lot that's left unspoken because a lot was transmitted to Moshe, halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Nothing is said explicitly in the Torah about a bird. Therefore, there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether a shechita by a bird is a raisa or derabanan. So again, what the Gemara wants to say is that we saw there was a shita who says, Ein ikur simanim ba'of. Even though there's a psul of tearing the pipes by an animal, the psul doesn't obtain to a bird. So says the Gemara, that's only if you hold that shechitas of is midrabanan. But if you hold that shechitas of is midaraisa, then the same halacha that applies by an animal would apply to a bird, and an ikur would be psul. Says the Gemara, you have it exactly the opposite. Amar le adarabe ifcha mistabra, lemandi amar yesh shechita lof minat Torah. According to the Man D'Amar, it says that there is a din of shechita sa'of minat Torah. Ikalamei mardachi agmarei de'ein ikur. I could say, well, everything's halacha l'moshe misinai anyway. And the halacha of shechita by a bird is different than the halacha of shechita by an animal. We already saw, because Rashi quoted it, that by an animal you have to cut rov of two simanim. By a bird, you have to cut only rov of one simen. Therefore, the halacha, the Moshe Misinai itself, may have been that by an animal there's a psul of ikur. By a bird, there is no psul ikur. Vafilu lamandiyamar, vafilu lamandiyamar kebehema linin ikur lo lavi kebehema. And even according to the Mandiyamar, who says that generally the halachos of shechita by a bird are like the halachos of shechita by an animal, maybe that doesn't apply to the din of ikur. Ela lamandi amar ein shechitas lof min haTorah, but according to the Man D'Amar, it says that there is no din of shechitas ha'of mida araisa, that this is all a din d'rabanan, it's not a halacha l'moshe misinai, ela midivrei sofrim, meicha gemiri la, mibeima, kula milsa kebeima, that where would the Rabbanan pattern their halachos of shechita by a bird from? They would obviously pattern, they would model the halachos off of the halachos that apply to a shechita d'araisa, and therefore it makes more sense that when you're fashioning a gzeira midrabanan of shechita, you're going to be very faithful to the halachos midaraisa. You're going to pattern it and you're going to model it exactly like the halachos midaraisa. So it's actually more mistaber, says the Gemara, that if the whole din of shechita sa'of is midrabanan, then the drabanan would have been somech their halacha on the daraisa, that they would have said that just like by daraisa there's a din of ikur, there's a psul of ikur of tearing the simanim, so too by shechita sa'of there is a psul of tearing the simanim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Ravina, Amar Ali, Ravin Bar Kisi. So Ravin Bar Kisi says, Hadatani Rami Bar Yecheskel, that which Rami Bar Yecheskel says, Ein Ikur Simanim Ba'ov, that there is no halach of Ikur Simanim by a bird, La Amran Elabamalika. They only said it by Malika. And Rashi points out, the Kivan de Darsa Vichalda Lo Pasol Ba, Ikur Simanim Nami Lo Pasli Ba, Avo Beshchita, that's not the case. So that we'll see in a second. So what's Rashi saying, though? Rashi's saying, though, is again, we have a whole bunch of halachas that are pasul, and these are all halachos of Moshe Misinai that are pasul by shechita. There's shehiyah, there's if you wait, there's drasa, there's if you push, and chalada, which is that you burrow under the pipe, and there's a problem of ikur, and then there's a problem of hagrama. Those are the five psulim that we've been seeing already by shechita. So when we say that there is no ikur simanim, that there's no problem of tearing, that's only if the type of procedure that you're doing on the bird is malika. Because when you do the malika, what are you doing? And we saw this in the Gemara just now on Amud Aleph. You make an incision in the back of the neck and you press down. Pressing down is hadrasa. That's pressing. That's a psul by shechita. But that's the procedure of doing malika. So obviously, if you're doing malika, all bets are off. And these regular psule shechita don't apply. Says the Gemara, last skinny line, aval b'shechita, but if you're shechting, yesh ikur, then there is a halacha against tearing the simanim. Just like if you're doing a shechita on a bird, there's going to be a halacha against hadrasa, there's going to be a halacha against chalada, there's going to be a halacha against all this stuff because it's a regular shechita. Says the Gemara, v'yomer of Yirmiya, amar Shmuel, kol ha-kosher b'shechita, kenegdo ba'oref kosher b'malika. Anything that is kosher for shechita, if it's done in the back of the animal's neck, then it's going to be kosher for malika. Ha pasul pasul. Whatever is pasul for shechita is going to be pasul by malika. So how could you tell me that ain't ikur simanim ba'ov, that there's no problem of ikur by a bird, if we know that there's a psul of ikur by shechita, and we're saying that whatever is kosher by shechita is kosher by malika. Whatever is pasul by shechita is pasul by malika. So ikur would be a psul by shechita, therefore it's got to be a psul by malika as well. Says the Gemara, Rahu Pligi, you're right. So that brisa obviously doesn't hold like this. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Ziri. So says Ziri, Nishpura Mefarekes, if you break the neck bone, Verov Basar Ima, and most of the skin with it, then that is going to be a nevela. So that's going to be a nevela. So says Rashi, this is Rashi about five lines down in the wide lines, Umetame Miyad, and it's going to be Tame immediately. V'afal pi shei mefarcheses, even though it's still convulsing a little bit, the mesa mamashi, and it's totally dead. V'shchita d'lacha michan lo matara midei nevela, because what happens when you break the neck bone of the bird, you kill it immediately, and therefore when you're doing the malika, when you're doing the shchita of the bird, you're effectively shechting an animal that's already dead. So when an animal or a bird dies, it becomes a nevela. When it becomes a nevela, it transmits tumma. You can't prevent it from experiencing a tumas nevela if you're shechting an animal that's already dead, because it became a nevela the moment it died. So that's why nishpura mefarekes, if the neck bone broke, v'robasarima, nevela, nothing you could do about it. Amrav chista afananami tanina. We also learn as follows. Malak pesakin, if you do malika with a knife, what is malika with a knife? I thought you do malika with a fingernail. So yeah, malak pesakin means that you cut with a knife from the back of the neck. And Rashi explains this way. Malak of kachim besakin, if you decide that you're going to take an oaf of kachim, which you're supposed to do a malika on, but instead of doing a malika with your nail, you cut it with a knife, nevelahi. It's going to be nevela, because you're killing the animal first by breaking the back of its neck, by breaking the neck bone before you get to the simanim. And Rashi points out, v'ocha nevela softar metame begadim, shulovesh pashash shebola, that if a person eats a nevela softar, a nevela of a kosher bird, he is what's called metame begadim abes ablia. Whatever clothing he's wearing when he eats the bird, is going to become tamei. And it's Rashi points out it's a weird type of tumah. He's not matame clothing that he wore beforehand. He's not matame clothing that he wore afterwards. It's this very specific type of tumah. But the point is malach pesakin. If you do malach pesakin, meaning you cut the back of the bird's neck with a knife, metame begodim abe sablia, it is going to be tame because you have turned this bird into a nevela. So says the Gemara, viamer treifa have, and if you want to say that it's a treifa, then milikasa zui shchitasa. So then the malika should be like the shchita. There should be no difference. So in other words, malach pesakin, why is it metame begodim abe sablia if it's a treifa? Elamai, it's got to be a nevela, and that's why it's metame begodim abe sablia. So says the Gemara, so tahani le sakin litara midei nevela. So then the sakin should help to be metarit from nevela. So says the Gemara, amri hasamishum delav shchutei klal. So no, over there it's not shechted at all. So my time. So what's the reason? Ravun amar mneshu machlid. Why is it a problem if you're doing the malika from the back of the neck with a knife? So one man yamar says it's because he burrows the knife under the neck bone. That's chalada. That's burrowing. Rav amar mneshu dores. Rava says it's because he's pressing it downwards and not doing it from side to side. But either way, what we see is, if you're doing the malika, if you're doing the procedure on the bird from the back of the neck, but you're using a knife, then that's going to be puzzle. Why? Because you're doing things that are puzzle by shchita. And the only dispensation that you have of doing these things is if you're doing an actual malika, but not if you're shechting the animal from the back with a knife. So we have one man the Amor says the problem is choled. One man the Amor says that the problem is dores. So man the Amor mneshu machled, my time alone mneshu dores. The man the Amor says that the problem here is that you're burrowing with a knife. Why doesn't he say that the problem is that you're pushing down? Because ksavar moluchu mevi b'malika kosher, because he holds that moluchu mevi by malika is going to be kosher, and therefore he says that the problem is that you're being machlid, not that you're being dores, because any motion is going to be kosher by malika. And mandem or mneshu dores, the one who says that the problem is that you're pushing down, my time alo omar mishum shu machlid. Why didn't he say that the reason that it's puzzle is because you're borrowing with a knife? So malay chalade chidami. Because what is burrowing? Kechulda hadara biikara batim. It's like a weasel that burrows under a house. In other words, that chalada is only a problem when the knife is totally concealed, the mechasya, where it's totally covered. Hacha hamigla, but over here, everything is revealed. In other words, burrowing is only a problem by shchita of a behema, because the neck of a behema is very large, and therefore if you have a small knife and the neck is in the knife and you're burrowing among the simonim, it's totally concealed. We're not sure what motion you're making. We have no idea what you're doing to the simonim. However, the neck of a bird is very small, and therefore there's simply no such thing called chalada by a bird, because the knife is never fully, concealed. Says the Gemara Viter, Samarava, Ikashali, Hakashali. So, but if you want to, if you have a question, this is a good question. So, Vachi Mesa Omeid Umolek, can you actually do Malika by a bird which is dead? So Rashi explains over here that Hakashali Kiva the Amrit Nevela, since you say it's a Nevela, Alma Mesahi, Hamrachmana Malika Kshera Bakachim Vina Khatiha Simanim Kidlukaman. So over here Rashi points out that it's about like 10, 12 lines up. V'chila achar shi kamesa b'shviras etzem v'rov ha-basar lama omeid umolek shuv simanim I amrit bishlama trefa b'alma have inishbra b'lo malika aval chiyusa miya ispey mishamachi ave malika simen malika trefa leka l'mei marsha zezerech ekshera dim lo shah v'nichal achar shasa b'maisa en kan tarfas v'chem b'chala shoktim v'shinichtu avesha yesh kan maisa treifa v'chi gomar shchitasa miskashra ilo shah shir shia aval aziri d'chashal kamesa ma'o omen amalek. So what Rashi is saying over here is that the problem is, if you're doing a procedure from the back of the neck And the second you pierce the neck bone, you're going to make the animal dead. You're going to kill the animal. So what's this whole procedure of malika that you're doing? You can't do malika or shechita on a dead animal. So if you wanted to tell me that when you break the back of the neck bone, that's only making the animal a trefa, then fine. Then I understand, okay, it's a trefa, but if I finish the procedure, it's going to be a kosher malika. Just like when you shecht an animal from the front of the neck, when you start slicing the animal's konen veshet, you're going to make the animal a trefa. But that's also the procedure for doing a shechita. If you finish the motion and you cut off the full or rove shnayim of the konen the veshet. So if you wanted to tell me it was stam a trefa, so I understand if I complete, even though I'm making it a trefa, if I complete the procedure, that is the way of mattering this animal. That's the procedure that I'm supposed to do. But if you want to tell me that when I cut the back of the neck, I'm actually making it an avela is a dead animal. How can I ever do a malika on a dead animal? What's the purpose of cutting the pipes if I already killed the animal when I approach it from the back of the neck? Says the Gemara, Amar le Abaye v'tikshi lecha ola sa'ov. But then you should ask Akasha by ola sa'ov, deboi shnei simonim, where by an ola sa'ov, unlike by a chata sa'ov, which requires only the chatika of one simon, an ola sa'ov requires the chatika of two simonim, v'chimesa omenim oleg. So what's the purpose of doing the malika and cutting two simonim? When you're cutting both simonim, the animal's dead. Why am I doing malika on a dead animal? So Marley, what are you talking about? Hasam kadei l'kayim b'mitzvos havdala. Over there, the reason by an olas ha'of, you have to cut beis simanim is because there's a mitzvah of havdala that you have to separate the head from the bird by an olas ha'of. Says the Gemara, Iachi or Nami, if there's really a mitzvah of havdala, so why stop at cutting two simanim by an olas ha'of? You should require to make an incision fully through the skin so that you're totally decapitating the bird. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is of Avdallah that all you have to do is cut two simanim. Why don't you have to totally decapitate the bird as well? So the answer is because the reason is whatever is ma'akev by shechita is ma'akev by the din of Avdallah, and whatever is not ma'akev by shechita is not ma'akev by Avdallah. And Rashi points out that or ena ma'akev by shechita, that skin is not ma'akev by shechita. How do I know? Because if I skinned an animal before I shechted it, and then I shechted it, it would be okay. So obviously, there's no problem. There's no requirement that I cut skin when I'm doing a shechita. Therefore, there's no requirement that I cut through the skin in order to be yotze this inyan of havdalah. So let's pick up over here. The discussion continues well into Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We'll continue again with the discussion of Malika and the concept of Havdalah as it applies to the case of an Ola Sa'of. We'll pick up from here, God willing, tomorrow.